Chapter 14, Looking for Chai. Tss and Jed circled around the chopped off edge of the ragged new clearing. They called out to Chai, turning and shouting in every direction. They waited after each shout, listening. They stepped deeper into the forest and traveled back around in a bigger circle, looking and calling and listening. They moved carefully, but swiftly. They were not alone. Everywhere they met other creatures calling out for their lost ones, asking, "Have you seen a chipmunk with an extra black stripe? Have you seen a young bat? An old opossum with a torn ear?" And Jed asked too, "Have you seen a handsome gray squirrel, the best friend anyone ever had? He wears an acorn hat with a sprig of goldenrod in it. Are you sure?" They knew that Chai could be very far away by now. He could be anywhere, absolutely anywhere. How do you know when it makes no sense to keep looking? They crept close to the edge again and watched the humans. "I talked to them, one of them, Jed," said Tss, "or at least it talked to me." "One of who?" asked Jed. "Them," said Tss, gesturing. "The humans. Before you found me, something came over to me. It must have been the smell of their food. They have this really delicious..." "So what did you do?" Jed interrupted, incredulous. "You went down and asked for some?" I guess so. All of a sudden, I was down there, and one of them, the one with the tail on its head, spoke to me and tossed me some food, as if we were trying to make friends." Jed had never spoken with a human. He didn't even know it was possible. Leave it to Tss, he thought. If anyone could talk to them, it could be her. "What did you say?" he asked. "Who knows?" said Tss. "Their speech is so garbled. It has many sounds in it. The thing is... I don't understand what they're doing, but I don't think they're mean us any harm." Jed couldn't help but smile at his friend's warm heart. "The thing is," he said, "they are chomping their way through the woods, and it doesn't really matter why. We still have to get out of their way." "Well," she said, "I just wanted to tell you that." "That's good," he said. "That's a good thing to know." The three humans were standing up, stretching, moving around. Jed spoke with calmness he did not feel. "I think we have to go," he said, "before it starts again. Chai will be okay. He can take care of himself. But think of..." He was interrupted by the harsh, peevish, guttural purr of one of the three chewers. "Tss, okay, but we have to leave messages. A trail." "How can we?" asked Jed. "They're cutting everything away." "We'll have to leave the messages right on the buzz path," she said. "Okay," said Jed. "Is it all right if I ask how again?" They were standing on a limb right in the path of destruction. The humans walked towards them, looked around. Hastily, she put a nearby leaf from the stem on with both paws. She nibbled the edge of the leaf, then tore it halfway along the main vein. She nibbled a hole in the middle and spat out the leafy pulp. Then she climbed down into one of the buzz paths and wrapped the leaf around it. The leaf swung upside down, but it stayed there. Jed watched admiringly. It probably wouldn't stay put in a stiff breeze, but he didn't know that, and that Chai would recognize it as a message, even if he saw it. Then again, maybe he would. Who else but Tss could make such a thing? "Good idea," he said. Tss saw his mouth moving, but she couldn't hear his words. The racket had begun. She flinched at the noise, but only because it was so loud and so sudden. She wasn't afraid of it anymore. It was something you could run from, and they had a plan. Hurriedly, they left messages on the other two buzz paths. Then they were off.